Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinna.
All right, so it's that time of the week again. Time for a new episode, the Passion Behind the Art Show. I'm just so grateful for everyone who has been taking the time out to listen to each episode each week. I really want to tell you that I appreciate it. It means a ton to me. I can't believe it. I've done 70 of these. 70 official episodes and 3 bonus episodes. So in total, 73 episodes. Starting out, I just didn't know where this was going. I just knew that this was something that I wanted to do. And it's been extremely rewarding. Especially with the relationships that I've been able to build. So just want to say thank you. Keep sharing it. Keep just giving me feedback. I really appreciate it. So as I get ready to build and just try to double down, I just want to let you guys know that I need your support again to stop by the shop, dpcreates.com. That's D as in dog, P as in Peter, creates.com. That's literally what funds the podcast. I don't really have a Patreon account, don't really have any sponsors. Like, literally anytime I have something for sale, whatever you buy, the funds like literally goes to the podcast, nowhere else. So just stop by the shop. If you see what you like, pick something up. All right, so I got a couple new colorways of some shirts that I did before. So just stop by dpcreates.com. All right, enough of that. Let's jump into this week's episode. So I want to tell you a story that really kind of hit me recently. So I'm a runner, and just saying that, I can't believe I'm saying that, because growing up, I thought running was one of the most pointless sporting activities of all time. Did not like running. I don't understand why people like running, right? So that was my mindset growing up. Wasn't a big fan of running. So I'm like, okay, I'm a runner. So I usually get up somewhere between 5 and 7, all depends on how I feel. And it kind of dwindled down in the past few months, just being busy with life and just honestly sometimes just not pushing myself to get up. So I really recently started to push myself a little more to get up and run. So one morning I'm getting up, and usually I grab my gear, get my stuff on, get my headphones in, get my music going, or get my podcast, or a great sermon, whatever the case may be. I usually get that going in the morning in my ear while I'm running. And this morning I didn't grab my headphones. I just grabbed my phone that it could track my steps, and I'm getting ready to go run. So the stretch that I usually run, it's a long stretch. So if I do one way going all the way down and come back up to my house, like, that's a decent amount of workout, because it's just a long straight stretch going down. And it's like super bushy, a lot of trees. I mean, you have houses, but there's just trees and bushes everywhere. So it's houses, trees, and bushes. Some areas are getting developed, but it's still pretty much abandoned. And just like, not abandoned, but deserted. Not developed to the point where anyone is living there yet. And it's not busy. And as I tell you, at this time, it's 5 something in the morning. So I'm running, and I really, for the first time, started to hear the sounds of the night, because usually I have my headphones in and I don't usually hear these different sounds. So I'm hearing the sounds of the night for the first time, and I'm just listening, and I'm running, and I'm starting to realize how dark it is. I'm starting to realize how lonely it is. And I'm starting to realize all these sounds. And I'm listening to these sounds, and like right now, I'm legitimately getting a little bit scared. I'm not sure if scared is the word yet, but I'm getting a little bit conscious of the sounds around me. I'm starting to get a little bit conscious that it's dark, and started to think, why in the world am I running in this like deserted area this early in the morning, nobody around, you know, and just fear is starting to creep up. And I'm like, is this really a good idea? And, you know, all these different things are rolling through my mind. Recently, I just lost a close friend of mine. So it's just like, just all these things are just like rolling through my mind. And you know what? I cut this course halfway. I was like, you know what? Halfway in, I'm not too sure I'm going to be doing this. So I turned back. Now, I still got my workout in. I just ran in a more lit area, more populated area at that time of morning that, you know, that I had some kind of peace of mind now. You know, on my way walking back, I started to think, and I was like, this is how much the noise can just, one, cause us to look at our circumstances. And the noise could be, a lot of times, the people on the outside. You know, if it's statistics, if it's what you don't have, if it's just someone telling you, nah, that's not a good idea, you know. And then it just starts to plague you in your own mind, and now your own mind starts. So I just started to think, like, I started to realize how dark it is, which is like a representative of my circumstances. It started to realize how dark it is. And the noise, this is that friend you tell the idea of this thing you want to build, you want to start, and they're like, bro, that don't make no sense. No, that's not a good idea. Or, dude, like, that is so hard. I don't know how you're gonna do it. Or that person you tell, okay, you like in your mind you're ready to go, and you start telling them what you're gonna do, and they start asking these questions, like, you know, the questions of doubt, questions of how you gonna do that, do you have this, do you have that, how are you gonna figure that part out? And I just started to think how the noise and how the people around you can really affect your initial plans to do something great. Because by nature, we are made up to talk ourselves out of tense situations. Anything that will cause us to stretch, anything that we fear, anything that we feel like we don't have the necessary ability, you know. And like for me, especially, like, I'm a man of faith, and you know, I feel like God's got my back, you know. And especially, you know, and you feel like, and I know that God got my back. So, but there are times when you start thinking, and you start thinking too much, and you start listening to people too much, and you start worrying about what that person thinks, or how, when you told them that you want this idea, sounds so great, it sounds very doable, and you told them what you want to do, and they just gave you this look, and you feel like, what am I even thinking? What am I doing? And we just naturally want to talk ourselves out of things. Naturally want to just listen to the noise. And I just want to tell you that you have to, in your own way, figure out how you're going to block out the noise. And one of the ways that I started to not necessarily block out the noise, but change the sounds around me. And that's by, you know, changing the people around me. And they were, you know, it took me a year and a half to kind of build like a legit circle of people where now I can just go pull from here, there, to kind of combat the people that, you know, I love dearly and they're in my life, but they just don't see too far beyond their circumstances. So I started to change the people around me, started to filter my social media timeline. And I just want to say this, a lot of people like give social media like a flag. Like, you literally can filter your whatever it is, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You literally can filter it to what you want to see. So like the whole idea of it, just like it's this terrible thing, and like you have full control over these platforms and you literally can filter to what you want to see. So I've like used all these tools, all these features they have on these platforms to kind of filter like to exactly what I want to see and what it's going to do for me, pick me up. There are people, you see what they're doing things, and it's like, oh man, you know, you feel like, okay, these things are possible. But it's just funny how it just took that. I'm running this trail all the time. And the one time I don't have my music to drown the noise out, to keep me focused on the path that I'm trying to go, the one time I don't have it, I was started to get distracted and fear started to creep up. So I just want to encourage you that desire to change your surroundings, and sometimes you kind of have to delay on telling certain people things, and especially if these are people that you feel like they have a great influence on you, and they are, because you know the people, for the most part, you know the people that once you tell them something, it's like it's going to be super negative, it's going to be doubtful, it's like, and this is a lot because we cannot see beyond our circumstances, we cannot see beyond our present state or our present ability. We cannot see beyond that. And a lot of times people like see their situation in your situation and then transfer that fear or whatever, the insecurity or whatever, on you, on your thing that you're trying to do. And which turns into them doubting what you're doing. So that's what I really want to bring forth in this episode. Start finding ways to block out the noise, because there's something great for all of us to do. And I know everyone is not a business owner, and I would not tell everyone to own a business, but the opportunity that the internet, social media, these tools, these devices, all the opportunity that it has created, why not find out for sure? So even if someone, I may believe, oh, shouldn't have a business, or they're not ready for a business, or you may feel like that, or somebody that's just legit not a business person, I would tell them, still go for it. Cross that off. Make it clear. You have an opportunity. You have an at bat. You have a your chance, it's very possible to get at the plate for your opportunity, for your time. It's your time to get up to bat. Like, go for it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But, you know, I'm guarantee you will learn a lot from it. And two, you will know for sure, okay, I may not be a number one, but I may be a number two, or maybe a number three, or maybe a number 70. But everybody has the opportunity in this day and age to start a business, to try to build something. And I would never discourage anyone from doing that. I would say go for it. If it doesn't work out, hey, it is what it is. But I guarantee you, you will learn. And why should you not take the opportunity? Why should you pass it up? You know? So one way to block out the noise: change your surroundings, change the people that you're around, change the things you take in. If you really want to do something big, something great, or you just want to really focus on just changing your life, your finances, just change your surroundings. You cannot build whatever this thing is that you're trying to build without being around people that's trying to build or have built something too. So remember, just block out the noise. And sometimes you may not be able to get rid of the noise, but counteract that noise with people that will build you up, will make you feel like, you know what, it's possible. Because no one knows for sure, but you got to go for it. That's the beauty of it. You know, that is the beauty of it. No one knows for sure, so go for it. Because most of the times, the unknown, we put so much weight on the unknown being negative. And not that unknown is positive. And unknown is just that. It's unknown. Like, it could be equally negative and it can equally be positive. But we put so much weight on the unknown being something negative, it not working out. So focus on, like, just changing the noise. And that's one way, with the people around you. Next is, instead of me turning back, I should have faced it. I should have went ahead and ran, faced it. Because you want to build that courageous muscle. And the only way to do that is by, if you're afraid of something, just kind of step out and face it. Like, there are tons of things. I'm scared to start this podcast. I'm scared to do different things. And there's a couple things that I'm planning to do. I'm scared to do it, but I'm going to do it. This doesn't mean that, okay, I don't have no fear, but I just don't want the fear to cripple me. And I want that for you too. Don't let your fears cripple you, because you will miss out on so much. And I'm not saying being naive or something being dangerous, but don't let your fears cripple you. It will rob you of your destiny most of the times. Like, a large percentage of the time, fear robs you of your destiny. So surround yourself with people that have the right noise, the noise that will build you up, make you feel like these things are possible, and exercise that courageous muscle. Because the more you exercise it, the stronger it will become, and the more courageous you will be. So thanks again for listening to this week's episode. I hope it did something for you. It brought you some insight. I hope it motivated you. I hope it caused you to stop and think on what you're trying to do, where you're trying to go, and removing the noise, blocking out the noise. All right. So remember, stop by the shop, dpcreates.com. That's D as in dog, P as in Peter, creates, one word, .com. And I would love your support if you pick something up at the shop, one of the shirts, whatever, we have shirts, a whole bunch of different things. So stop by if you see what you like. I would really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode. Be blessed.